Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast.
You get the idea? Bring me
a dream. It's on the internet.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Go on.
Give him two lips.
Like it's like no cheese I've ever tasted.
And tell him that his lonesome.
Here's the Sandman. Over
Sandman. Good morning and welcome to Protect Your Assets. I am David Hollander, your host. And today I will be your drill sergeant, as the entire month we've been rolling out our version of the retirement boot camp.
Hoo-ah!
It is raining outside, but that's okay. We've done our best to help you jumpstart your New Year's resolutions, maybe pay down your mortgage, save more money, pay less taxes. And oh yes, today we're going to talk about the landmines that are waiting out there in 2024. For those of you just joining us for the first time, welcome. You hear the jingle? People around here, they call me the Sandman. And that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal and financial questions each week. And that's because I have a tax, legal, and financial practice, been doing it for over 30 years. Do you remember Humpty Dumpty, the childhood story? Well, these past few weeks have been pretty much rising. But you know what goes up must come down. And I am predicting that in 24, we're going to see volatility picking up. And at some point, Humpty Dumpty may fall off that wall. So it's super important that you pay attention to where those landmines are, because let's face it, if you step on one of those, that could be a big problem for you if you're getting near retirement. It is a brand new year. There are some big changes to talk about this morning. So take some time this morning to get ready to make some moves, maybe on your 401k. Get your favorite coffee ready. Hopefully you're drinking Ritual coffee. We love Ritual. Get a pad and paper and get ready to become clear on your mission, soldier, as we get ready to go through our boot camp.
Hoo-ah!
It's going to be a great show, so keep it right here. Now, let's get started. Well, like I said, the markets had a pretty decent week overall. Dow was up 0.5%, closing at 37,864. S&P 500, look at that, 4840. Remember the numbers I was throwing out there last week? Up 1.5% for the week. NASDAQ up 2%. The international index struggling a little bit, more on that later, down 2.9%. 10-year treasury, 4.13%. And oil, $73.62 a barrel, up week, 1.3%. Bonds, still down overall for the year, off 1.3%, down for the week, 1.1%. So as we start to look over the next couple months, there's going to be three things that you want to keep your eye on. First, it's going to be the growth of the economy, meaning the earnings that are coming out of the stocks and the company reporting that we're listening to. So we're seeing numbers right now from the fourth quarter, and overall the growth for the U.S. looks decent. We're going to get the number for the entire U.S. economy on January 25th, so that's coming up. Second is going to be inflation. And we're going to see more inflation information coming out on January 26th. And remember, the Fed is trying to get that number down to 2% and expect that they're going to keep doing what they need to do until they get there. And the third thing that we need to see is the Fed talking about actually reducing rates. Now, they're going to be doing their press conference on the 31st of January. That's coming up. That'll be the first time that we're hearing publicly from them. Well, remember last week, the market was saying there was a 73.4% chance of them lowering in March. Well, guess what? That was revised this week down to 53.8%. So the market's starting to say, well, you know what? I think they may not be lowering rates in March. And this data came from us from CME FedWatch. So does the market care about the Fed lowering rates in March? Well, I'm going to say no, because here's why. If the Fed does not talk about cutting rates in January or actually do it in March, I don't think that's going to be that big a deal. And I think the reaction will be muted, if you will, because markets assume if the Fed doesn't cut in March, well, they're going to cut in May. And more importantly, the expectation of the market right now is that they're going to get between 4 and 6 cuts from the Fed in 24. Here's the big but, though. Here's the big, well, what could happen? If the Fed doesn't say or do rate cuts in May, then the market will care, I think, about that a lot, because no rate cuts through May means the market is wrong about being so aggressive with their expectations about the Fed easing. And since a lot of rate cuts is one of the key assumptions underpinning this market rally right now, I think that's going to leave the market vulnerable to a decline. Putting it a little differently, it doesn't matter so much when the rate cuts start, as long as the expectation for a lot of policy easing remains intact. So the real risk is that the Fed follows its own projections and really only cuts twice, whereas the market thinks it's 4 to 6. So that's why stocks haven't been dropping when we get any sort of commentary from one or two Fed officials. We get some positive inflation news that's really not positive overall. And so going forward, it means that any sort of hawkish news will only be mild until it gets strong enough to get markets to rethink the idea that 4 to 6 in 24 is not likely. So given all that, I know that's a lot to just think about, right? Where do you want to position yourself? How do you want to avoid the landmines that are waiting for you out there if things don't go as the market currently expects them to go? So again, this is very broad, but broadly, the defensive sectors year to date have outperformed the cyclicals, and value has outperformed growth. So I continue to prefer low volatility, higher quality. All right. So you may remember this last week. We talked about the S&P 500 and the guidance for 2024. And I had said that the case for a 4875 was the upside resistance. Now, you heard at the start of the show, we closed at 4840. 75 is not that far away. It's 35 points. So we're talking less than 1% on the upside. Now, if it were to go through 4875 over the next 3 to 4 months, that would be positive, particularly if there's good momentum, good earnings, all that sort of change that story. And so remember, the support level was 4533 on the downside. So if you are currently looking at your portfolio or looking at any sort of stop losses or protection, you know, these are the numbers. And if we blow through 4533, that's where we get to the 4025 or the 10%+ recursion, if you will. It seems to happen in cycles. Humpty Dumpty, remember? All right. Coming up next on Protect Your Assets, now that interest rates have stabilized and inflation looks like it's starting to come under control, what are some pitfalls that you want to avoid in this presidential election year? Find out when I come back. You are listening to The Sandman on the Protect Your Assets show. We will be right back.
Take take the first step toward reaching your financial goals and get the information that can help you live a confident retirement. That first step is going to pyaevents.com and signing up for our next free event. That's pyaevents.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets. I am David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And yes, this entire month we've been doing a boot camp to get all of you back into financial shape. If your goals for the new year were to pay down your mortgage, maybe pay less taxes, maybe save more money, then this show has been entirely for you. And this is episode number 3 of our boot camp series for 2024. And today we're going to be talking about landmines that you want to avoid as you invest your portfolio for 2024 and maybe even for retirement if that's just around the corner for you. Let's get into episode number 3, boot camp. What are some things you want to watch out for, the landmines to avoid in 2024? Here's what you want to watch out for right now. Last year was a good year. I mean, let's just look at some of the numbers. It's pretty incredible. I was looking at it this morning. Dow was up 16.2%, S&P up 26.3%, NASDAQ up 44.7%, Russell Small Cap Index up 16.9%, and the MSCI All World Index 22.8%. Now, those are all very healthy numbers. But when you look at bonds, the best performing on the sheet that I'm looking at from Amundi was the U.S. dollar-denominated three-month SOFR. It was up 1.74%. That was the best out of all these different bonds. See a big change there between equities and bonds? Of course you do. So let's look at this a little bit, shall we? First of all, and I saw this last week, if you are sitting on cash that pays you very little to nothing, or you have CDs that are maturing now or over the next 3 months, then I'm going to say this. Short-term investments right now is not a good place to be. I know last year they were great. They were paying over 5%, and you're not seeing that right now as you're renewing. And that's because rates have started to come down a little bit in anticipation of the Fed. So if you're in short-term cash, realize a couple things. One of the landmines you're about to step on is called reinvestment risk. What does that mean? When you're in cash, you're protected for that day. And the next day, if rates change, well, so will the interest you make on your money. It's just that simple. If you're in a three-month duration, when that third month rolls around and the final day comes, guess what? Your yield that you locked is gone. It's subject to the market. So right now, there is a probability that at some point this year, the Fed is going to reduce interest rates. When is a big controversy. You heard me at the start of the show talk about that in our market segment. But the point is, you still can lock in historically attractive yields right now in medium-term to longer-term maturities. And so I would ask you at this point, if you can, again, it's really specific, try to avoid having a large portion of cash in a bank account that pays you basically nothing. How do you know? Well, here's what you need to do. This is what we did last week. We sat down with some clients who called, and we helped them figure this out. We looked at their statements with them. Could see how much interest was earning on a daily, monthly, annual basis right there on the statement. You just have to know where to look. Now, we looked at it again this past week, compared, and you could see that the rates were going down. In some cases, some people were making less than 0.05%. That's less than 1/10 of 1% on your money. Oh, and by the way, that's taxable. So with inflation, you're absolutely doing yourself no favor. You're losing money. You're going backwards. Please don't do that. So what I recommend is keeping very, very little cash at the bank, brokerage account. You should be able to get an institutional money market right now that is still currently yielding 5%. In addition, if you have CDs maturing right now, You'll see overall, according to Compare accounts, this is online, the rates on these CDs right now in the 1 year around 4%. I want to throw out there right now, this is as of now, these could change tomorrow or next week, but as of right now, we have a 2 year MYGA that's insured paying 5.55%. 5.55% on a 2 year. You may want to lock that in. Call 866-PROTECT for more information. Now, what else can you do? Second thing is you fail to rebalance your account right now, especially when the Fed is about to reduce rates. Remember, markets are not static. In fact, they move daily. And it's those stock numbers that I just read out did pretty well because everybody was in some piece of that in their 401k most likely. But here's what happened. Your allocation probably got a little out of whack. So you should adjust now to make sure that your investments aren't off course. What worked last year probably won't work this year when interest rates start to go down. And that's because as rates fall, those companies who either made money off higher interest rates, like banks or financial institutions, or those companies that borrowed money at higher terms and are locked and can't get out of those loans are going to have some problems. And so the cash flow for those types of stocks will compress the margin and ultimately affect the price on that stock. What does that mean? It means lower prices on those stocks. So let's say you set up your portfolio as a 60% allocated to stocks, 40% towards bond, a moderate allocation. And let's say stocks last year, like I just read off all those numbers, have outperformed bonds by a big way. And so now if you look at your allocation, you're sitting on 75% stocks, 25% bonds. So I would encourage you to at least rebalance now. And that rebalancing strategy could make a lot of sense as we're going into 24 with a lot of all the uncertainty that's out there. So what should you do? The first thing I want to ask you is, do you have a written plan to ensure that you are paying less in taxes and keeping more of your money available to you when you get ready to retire to turn that into income and live off of that? If you're just hoping for this to happen, I'm going to say this. Hope is not a strategy. Yes, you can write that down. Hope is not a strategy. If you haven't looked at this for a while or you're just not sure about how this change in interest rates will affect your portfolio, remember, in our office, we have attorneys, CPAs, and certified financial planners who work as a team for you. We're going to look at all your accounts, all your assets, and figure out what's the best way you can create income right now, get higher interest rates, and pay less in taxes. If you want to do that, if that sounds good, pick up the phone, call us right now, 866-PROTECT, 866-PROTECT. It's that easy. 866-776-8328. Coming up next on Protect Your Assets, it's time for our They Say segment, where they say that you should have high yield in your portfolio right now. Is that a good idea? So much more to come. You are listening to The Sandman on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Take the first step toward reaching your financial goals and get the information that can help you live a confident retirement. That first step is going to pyaevents.com and signing up for our next free event. That's pyaevents.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I am David Hollander, and we are this entire month doing a retirement boot camp.
Hoo-ah!
If your New Year's resolutions were to pay less in taxes, save more money, or just stick with your financial plan, well, let's face it, saving money is a lot like working out. You got to put in the effort to get the return. It is that simple. So this entire month, we've taken each week to help you get on track, just some basic training, and then some tax planning. And now we're talking about landmines, because as I talked about at the beginning, this is going to be an interesting year. We had a pretty big buildup last year. Bonds didn't do so well overall. The interest rates now look like at some point this year they're going to come down. And when rates do move, ultimately, and the Fed does take action, markets typically respond. There is a big debate about when that's going to happen. Next, you've got political uncertainty right now as we're going into a presidential election year. And so right now, that is definitely up in the air about what's going to happen. Anything could really happen if you think about it. I mean, there's all sorts of possibilities. And any certain direction could affect markets as well. You add to that the global instability that is out there. There's two wars going on right now. There's the war in Europe and there's the war in the Middle East. And so if you think about it, there definitely are some uncertainties that could affect your portfolio. And if you're considering retiring this year or next year, this might affect you. So today we're talking about the landmines that are out there right now and some things you can do to protect yourself, protect what you've earned all these years and worked so hard for. We're going to go over some tax strategies that you can implement now before you meet with your CPA or tax person. So hopefully next year you pay less in taxes. There's things you can do right now. It is the beginning of a year, so get started on that. 866-PROTECT. Now it's time for one of our fan favorite parts of our show, our They Say segment, where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and sometimes just bad advice that they say.
Who are they? What do they know that I don't? And what are they saying this week? Here's David Hollander, the Sandman's answer.
All I know is that I don't. All right, so here's one they say. They say that you should own high yield in your portfolio right now. Is that true? And if so, to what extent? Well, I think, according to all of the factors I just laid out there for you, that's probably not a good idea. And you've probably been owning it for a while now because, let's face it, yields have been pretty good when you look at high yield. And so in 22, you felt the pain as rates were rising and those higher yielding investments got hit harder because they were more risky. And now, as we're going into the uncertainty that I just mentioned, where you've got the unknowns out there and you've got this interest rate phenomenon, high yield could move a lot more than more conservative, more higher quality bonds could this year. Now, I do like bonds. I'm just going to say right out the bat right now, I like bonds. As I was talking about at the top of the show in the market segment, I'm recommending you push out your maturity right now because rates are still decent overall historically. And as they start to lower, if you have shorter term fixed income or money markets, those rates are going to go down when they reset. Because if you bought yourself a one-year term or a three-month term, think about it. When that term comes due, you're going to be out shopping in the supermarket. And if rates overall are down across the board, well, now you're reinvesting at a lower percentage interest rate, which is not what you'd like to do, right? You'd like better interest rate. So you just have to figure out how much cash you need to meet your expenses and your obligations and where you would go to get it if you need it, particularly in retirement when you're developing monthly cash flow. Now, the other unknown out there right now that really could affect the market and volatility and these higher junk bonds, we'll call them. And again, I'm talking about high yield in the sense of bonds that are typically less than triple B. So triple B and above is called investment grade. Anything below that, and look at the ratings on your bond portfolio. You can do that if you have a ETF or mutual fund. Just look at the overall qualifications on that fund, what they're investing in. They will tell you the ratings. If they're double B or less or non-rated, those are typically called junk or high yield. And those do pay higher interest rates because they have to in order to get the money to do their operations. But they also present a greater risk of loss to your principal. And in some cases, if things don't work out for those companies, they could default, meaning you lose all of your money. And so if you're just not sure what you own right now, then I would suggest that you get together with a fiduciary who is independent that could review your bond portfolio. Now, what am I talking about? I just threw out a couple terms there. Independent. That means that, first of all, they don't work for a company that's owned by a bank or a large company that has an interest in selling you what they produce. Okay. Independent means they represent like an airline ticket. Remember in the old days when we used to go to a travel agent, right? And the travel agent's job was to look for the best ticket for you. And in a way you do that now. You go online and there's many different services that do that for you. They shop around and try and find you the best cost on a ticket from here to say Paris to go to the Olympics, right? That's how you would shop around and look for it. And then that's probably how you're going to buy it. Well, those types of services exist as well when it comes to your money. There are independent advisors out there who represent multiple different companies, multiple different carriers, and they look for the top interest rates and the risk levels given your situation when you're looking. And so if right now you're looking, you're thinking about it, you can find yourself an independent fiduciary. We also use a tool that is called Riskalyze. It was renamed recently called Nitrogen. You can check it out online. And what it does is it takes each of your accounts. So let's say you have a normal brokerage account where you trade. And as you trade, you have to pay taxes on those gains. We just call that a regular brokerage account. And let's say you have an IRA account and a 401k. Those are called tax deferred accounts. So there's no taxes you pay on that until you take the money out. You may have a Roth, which is tax free. And you probably own individual securities within each one of those accounts that when you add it all up, it adds up to a certain value, okay? What Riskalyze tool does is it takes each account, it breaks it down. So the brokerage account, every position that's in there is going to get a score on it. So let's say you own a core growth fund that has a value of $400,000, say, in your portfolio. And then you have a short-term, 4 or 5 year bond fund and maybe a total return, maybe high quality, things like that. Well, when you click on the actual position in our Riskalyze, you will get a score. And that score is 0, which means very, very to no risk, or 100, which means maximum risk. And so somewhere in that spectrum, your position will fall in this. So let's say right now I'm talking about a high quality US stock fund. And if I throw it in the system, it shows a score of 75 as a risk. What that means right now for this particular position I'm looking at is that it could go down in the next 6 months, 16.69%. It could go up 26.41%. And it's looking at the average return this year of 4.86%. It also gives us the dividend that it's paying and the expense ratio, how much you're paying for that fund. That's a very valuable report. And you can break down your Roth account, your IRA, your trust account into each one of these granular little positions I'm talking about and figure out overall what sort of risk you're taking. And so as I'm talking about high yield, which could be one sliver of all of these positions that you may have, it might not make a lot of sense to have that. That's what that tool is all about. And we use that. In fact, we give you this report when we enter all your positions into our system to let you know how you're doing. So how many of you out there right now are wondering about your retirement right now and how you're doing? Wondering if your portfolio will generate enough income to sustain you once you stop going into work. Well, this past week, we had talked to a gentleman named Tim. And if you're feeling like Tim did, chances are you have a lot of unanswered questions. Because Tim made that phone call last week, he's now planning his retirement for later this year. Best of all, he's informed on how it was the best way to pay taxes on his stock options with the least amount of pain. Because our team of financial planners looked at Tim's situation, gave him a written plan on how he could exit out of his company's stock options, and then he could see what it would look like before he did it. Tim really appreciated this approach because his financial advisor didn't have this tool. And his CPA didn't reach out to him to help him even think about this or talk about it. It was more of a reaction. So he was able to model a strategy and then implement it once he understood what he was actually doing. So if you're thinking about retiring and you want to know more about your situation, this is complimentary. All you have to do is pick up the phone right now and give me a call, 866-PROTECT. Remember, we have the best coffee in the Bay. We have free parking. And of course, a very friendly staff here to greet you when you arrive. And we're local. Remember that. We are a local company. You can come right see us. We live probably right down the street from you. So give us a call right now. Find out what you don't know. 866-PROTECT. Again, this is complimentary because you're one of my listeners this morning. 866-PROTECT.
If you missed any of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, all you have to do is go to pyaradio.com where you can download or listen to our latest shows for free. Just go to pyaradio.com on your computer or mobile device when it's most convenient for you. That's pyaradio.com. Now back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
We're back. I'm David Hollander, and you are listening to Protect Your Assets this morning, and this is the third boot camp that we've done this year, and that's because we're trying to help you stick to your New Year's resolutions, particularly as we get close to February. Do you know that most people join the gym in January, and then that first week of February just drops off like a cliff? Boom. So let's not make that happen for your finances, okay? Let's make sure that you stick with it, that you start these habits right now, and you'll see things will start to happen just because you're making some changes. So today we've been talking about landmines. There is a lot going on in the world right now. You got an election coming up that's certainly controversial, and it's only going to get more. You know that. What does that mean for markets? You've got a Fed right now, which the market is thinking is going to reduce rates in March. I think they're going to reduce it at some point. And so when they do, what does that mean to your portfolio? And then you've got two wars raging right now in the world, in Europe and in the Middle East. And let's face it. I mean, I'm listening to every morning wondering when this is going to, hopefully not, but expand. And if it does, what does it mean? Right? There's been world wars before. Hopefully we don't have another one, but they've happened. So any of these sort of things can affect your financial future, particularly if you're not protected about it. So this morning we've been talking about the landmines. Don't step on one because we don't want to lose a leg. You might want to look at your equities overall, like I was saying at the top of the show. And I might ask you to increase your quality because that'll help protect you if things start to go in the directions I was just talking about a minute ago. You want to be in higher quality if there's global instability, certainly. Our team's here right now, this morning, sitting here ready to talk to you. Call them, 866-PROTECT, and find out how the pros do it. 866-PROTECT. Big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together another great boot show camp today. My executive producer and network manager, Kevin Renfer, and of course, all my fabulous producers back there, Raf, Adrian, Lucas, thanks guys. Thanks for doing all the work this morning because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice talking to you here on YouTube and on the radio. It's been a good morning. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life, and go Niners.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed is not considered your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.